Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this Sunday is Sanctity of Life Sunday. What a wonderful time to reflect on what the Apostle Paul calls the body of Christ. We are the body. Each one of us is a special and unique member of Christ's body, a member arranged by God, the Master Builder, for the benefit of all, a member who is special and sacred because God, our Master Builder, has established sanctity of life through the death of His Son and through His body, the Church. As we look at our epistle text for today, we'll take the time to step through it a little bit at a time, to step through and learn how God took steps necessary to build us, His body, the church. The Apostle Paul writes, "For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one spirit we were all baptized into one body." Here we find in a metaphorical sense that each of us are members of Christ's body, the church, both corporately and individually, make up the pieces and parts of Christ. Each of us are individual members, and yet each of us is not claiming individual identity, but instead identity in the one body, the one person, Christ. Additionally, in a mysterious and sacramental sense, we have also been joined together in the one Spirit. The Holy Spirit has given each of us the gift of faith. The gift of the Spirit has united us in something more involved than just a metaphor. Instead, we have been sacramentally and spiritually joined together to form the body of Christ. In a sense, each of our individual identities and each of our individual strengths and weaknesses have been joined together like Legos. We have been built and arranged by God, the Master Builder. We have been built and arranged by God, the Master Builder, to form His best creation, Christ the Church, and to establish sanctity of life through the death of His Son. God, our Master Builder, has assembled each of us according to His purpose and according to the function that He gave to us. None of us has anything to offer individually. However, God arranges us as He chooses. He arranges us in a way that builds up not our own body, but the body of Christ. The Apostle Paul writes, "For the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If we should say, 'Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body,' that would not make it any less part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would be the sense of hearing? If the whole body were an ear, where would be the sense of smell? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as He chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, yet one body." If I was building an airplane out of Legos and decided that the only thing important was the wing, then I wouldn't be building an airplane. I'd be building a wing. To be a body, to be complete and whole, more parts are necessary. God, our Master Builder, knows this. He established sanctity of life. He knows that to be the church, we must have many and varied members, each of us forming a sacred part of the sanctity of the whole. An individual Lego brick when set apart, doesn't have an ability to form its function. It can't build up the church. However, like Legos, when we are joined by the one Spirit, our fellow members in the body of Christ then can fulfill the purpose that our Master Builder has for us. However, in selfishness, we act like the metaphorical ear in Paul's letter, looking at the gifts of our fellow member instead of looking to the body. We are curved in on ourselves and think that if only I could be like the other guy, then I could be better. However, that attitude is self-defeating, because when we look at the body from the level of the body, we find out that without different members, we would be lost. We would be unable to function as the body of Christ. If each part of the body to be desired to be something other than it was, then the whole body would suffer. We each have individual value, but our value is derived from Christ, our body, and not from ourselves. For Christ established sanctity of life through his death and resurrection for all people. As it is, the Master Builder has selected many parts. He has picked all the right Lego bricks and assembled all these parts into one body, Christ the church. The Apostle Paul writes, "The eye cannot say to the hand, 'I have no need of you.' On the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And of the parts that we think less honorable, we bestow greater honor. But God has so composed the body, giving greater honor to the part that lacked it, that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together." God, our Master Builder, has chosen a unique way of honoring each of us. He has given special importance to the weakest of us. He has given special honor to those that we think least honorable. He has arranged and assembled the body of Christ to be full and complete. However, we live in a world that wants to destroy God's construction. Like a toddler who comes crashing through a Lego construction site, the sinful world is bent on destruction. The world tells us that some lives matter, but not other lives. That getting an abortion or euthanizing is not actually taking a life. The world acts like an eye saying to a hand, "I have no need of you." You know, many would argue back that before birth, a fetus isn't a life. They like to say that God, our Master Builder, doesn't need that Lego. He doesn't need that part. It doesn't matter what to them what the Master Builder's plans are. Instead, one brick says to another brick, "You are not worthy of joining the body of Christ." All of the parts of the body of Christ are sacred, and all of us have been chosen by God. Sanctity of life means that God, our Master Builder, has given special importance to the weakest of us. The weakest of us, like a baby in the womb, or an elderly person unable to care for themselves. Because who is weaker than a baby? Or who is frailer than someone who has been crippled by age, injury, or disease? Yet God tells us to treat these members of the body of Christ with special importance. The parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. God has ensured that out of Christian love, we defend and support the weak. He has put it into the mother's heart to protect her unborn baby. He has put it into the heart of nurses, doctors, caregivers, and family members to serve and help those who have been crippled by age, injury, or disease. He has bestowed greater honor on those we consider to be less honorable. He has done all of this because God, our master builder, chose us to be part of Christ's body. God, our master builder, has established sanctity of life through the death of his Son. Our master builder established sanctity of life so that there may be no division in the body. Divisions occur when we don't have the proper care and concern for one another. We are to care for one another, not fight or destroy one another. Remember that each of you has a special function in the body of Christ. Each of you are unique and chosen by God. We know this to be true because look what happens when one of our fellow members suffers. When suffering comes to one of our members, all of us suffer with them. Like a body part that has received a disease, the rest of the body feels the effects. Or like a Lego airplane that has lost its landing gear, the whole plane gets scraped across the ground. The whole plane begins to break up and fall apart. We need our master builder to continue to build us up, to strengthen us by his Spirit, through faith, by the one Spirit connected together in the body of Christ. The master builder strengthens you through his word. The master builder strengthens you through his sacraments. The master builder strengthens your faith by enabling you to share the gospel message with all of those around you. You are part of Christ's body. Now act like it. Honor the parts that seem less honorable. Strengthen the parts that are suffering. Trust in God, the master builder, to pick all of the right parts, to build Christ's body, the church, with all of the Lego pieces. Because you are the body of Christ, and individually members of it. Amen. Now may the God of peace equip you with everything good, that you may do his will, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.